Okay, it is mentioned here that the combination therapy with the BRAF and the MEK inhibitors reduces the common cutaneous adverse effects produced by these drugs when used alone. And the development of the resistance may also take place, which is after 6 months of treatment with the BRAF inhibitors monotherapy and 9 to 10 months after combination therapy with the BRAF and MEK inhibitors. So it is recommended that they should be given in a combination which not only reduces the cutaneous side effect but also prolongs the duration of efficacy, and the resistance is developed after a longer period of time as compared to when the agents are used alone.